Hello, welcome along to Channel 4's The Real Football Fan Show podcast with me, Robbie Lyle, the show that's made for the fans. On today's show, we put Jack from Love Island on the spot. We talk about the massive midweek matches involving all of the Premier League teams. And yeah, you know what? I think I might even give a little bit of a mention to that North London derby last week. You know what I mean? Don't think I've forgotten about that. But listen, let me introduce our guests in the studio today. We've got some brilliant, brilliant guests. Ladies first, we've got Leanne, Liverpool fan. How you doing, Leanne?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
Smiling at the moment here. Liverpool doing all right, aren't they?
Yeah, good start to the season, so nice and happy.
Good, good. We've got Will, a Southampton fan. Now, he's smiling, but I'm not sure the smile is because they're doing well. But
yeah,
great to have you along, mate.
Thanks, mate. Thanks very much. I'm feeling very optimistic at the moment.
And a team on the rise at the moment. And he's smiling as well. I like the smiles today. Ryan, a West Ham fan. How you doing,
I'm
Ryan?
I'm always smiling, Rob. You know me. Win or lose or draw. But two wins in a week. It makes it feel so different. So different around the football club.
Yeah. Listen, it's been some amazing games last weekend and during the week. Obviously, last weekend, I've got to start. Listen, I'll talk about this as a big Arsenal fan. The North London derby. I'm sure you guys all saw that game. What an amazing game it was. 4-2 to Arsenal in the end. I was at the game. It had absolutely everything. It had fights in there between players, which I love. It had an electric atmosphere. It had goals, and it was an amazing game. 4-2 to Arsenal in the end over Tottenham, and that was a really fantastic game. And then on Wednesday night, Arsenal versus Manchester United, another really big game. Arsenal going to Old Trafford, a place where they haven't had a decent result in, 11 years was the last time they won there. And I was at the game, and I've got to say, it was a bit unfortunate that Arsenal, for me, didn't get away with a win. Let's take a listen to a couple of fans here. Now, Arsenal fans first, and then a Man United fan. Listen to what they had to say about the game.
Honestly, I'm deflated. If you come to Manchester and you get a 2-2 draw against a decent team like City, fair enough. But to draw 2-2 against this absolute shower, I'm sorry. It feels like a loss. It's a 2-2 loss.
Mourinho has sucked the soul out of this football club. He's took the soul out of his football club. He's a manager of the old. We need a manager for now. Look at Pochettino, Klopp. You know what I mean? You got Unai Emery. Everyone's got a plan now. But Mourinho, he's playing football in 2004, where you go 1-0 up and you sit back. You can't do that no more. This is the Premier League 2018. You got to press.
Wow, so fans there, what was interesting there was the Man United fan. Leanne, as a Liverpool fan, you know, I know Manchester United, obviously, your deadly rivals. But Jose Mourinho, do you think he's going to last till the end of the season? I mean, they're like way off the top, really struggling now. Their chances of getting into the top four are looking slimmer and slimmer every week.
I think he will stay purely because how bad they've been this season, he's still there. I think they've got less points in Bournemouth or equal points in Bournemouth. So again, that just kind of shows how far they've fallen. From a Liverpool perspective, it's very, very enjoyable to watch.
I bet it is.
I can't really complain. Don't want him to leave. But yeah, chaos there. It's not just the manager either. It's the players, Pogba, his attitude. Too many egos in that dressing room, really.
Yeah. You know what, Ryan, right? I was at the game, as I said, right, the other night. And the funny thing about the game, right, it was almost like tables turned, because last season when I was at Old Trafford, all the Manchester United fans were singing to the Arsenal fans, about Wenger, and they were saying, "We want you to stay, Arsene Wenger, we want you to stay." And then the other night, all of the Arsenal fans were singing to Man United fans, "We want you to stay, Jose Mourinho, we want you to stay." I mean, it's got that bad. I mean, what have you made of it? I mean, Manchester United in turmoil, aren't they?
Yeah, it's not the Man United of old. They're a massive club, and Arsenal versus Man United was always a huge game. And be honest, he dropped Lukaku and Pogba for that big game. Would Alex Ferguson have dropped someone like Scholes and, you know, David Beckham for a big game like that? He wouldn't do that. And I think personally, he's trying to get the sack because he gets a big payout.
You think he's trying to get the sack?
Yeah, he ain't going to walk. If he gets the sack, he's going to get, 10, 15 million pounds? I'll do that. I mean, of course you would. I mean, Pogba as well, you know, there's an issue there. Mourinho's done it at every club he's been at. There's a bigger ego than him. He doesn't like it. He wants to be the main man.
Yeah. But
I reckon another couple of bad results and I reckon he could get the sack. But who comes in for him? That's the answer.
Yeah, that's it. That's the question. That's it. Will, Southampton fan, and talking of Manchester United, you guys played Manchester United last weekend, yeah, and you were brilliant. You were up until half time. Well, yeah, no, not even up to half time. No, you were winning 2-0,
yeah,
and it was looking good. And then you let them back in. And that's one thing about Manchester United this season. They've been good at coming back.
Yeah.
They did it against Arsenal the other night as well. Mm. But you let them back in 2-0 up. Then it gets back to 2-2. It ends up being 2-2 in the end.
You're literally just just redistributing all that hatred and anger that I was feeling. Thanks for that, Robert. Cheers, mate. Yeah, yeah.
But it was the demise of your manager, Mark Hughes. Mark Hughes sacked after that game against Manchester United. Was that unfair?
No, not at all. No. I mean, honestly, the kind of the comparisons between Mourinho and Hughes aren't too dissimilar. They're not too far apart, I don't think. I think that, you know, Hughes is a turgid, isolated manager from a bygone era. And let's face it, you know, Mourinho's kind of along the same lines, really, other than the fact that obviously he achieved a whole heap
load
more.
But how can you sack a manager, right? You're playing against Manchester United. Everyone's expecting you to lose.
Yeah.
You're 2-0 up. All right. It ended up 2-2. You didn't lose the game. Isn't that a bit harsh to sack him after that?
I think it's a cumulative, mate. I think, you look at the whole season of, blimey, okay, he kept us up. Wonder job.
Yeah.
But my God, it's like 1 point from a possible X amount of points. It's insane. You can't keep expecting the Titanic to suddenly hit an iceberg when the rudder's literally frozen stuck. You know? So it's like, sorry, sinking ship, but the new guy we've got in is fabulous.
Yeah, tell us about his new guy. Was it Hassan Hotel?
Hassan Hotel.
Ralph Hassan Hotel.
Yeah, another Ralph. So Ralph Kruger. Everyone's doing it, so I'll do it. But he's a Kloppish style manager. He's, you know, man manager, puts his arm around players, brings the confidence back into the squad. But he's got to sort out one of the diciest defence in the Premier League, which is going to be quite something, considering a previous match against United and Tottenham more recently, which was pretty laughable, to be frank.
You seem to be quite a good Southampton going forward, but like you said, at the back is where the major problems are.
Oh my God, yeah, like seriously, we've got like a whole bunch of internationals there, like from Japanese to Norwegian. We've got like some amazing international players there. What's going on? Do you know what I mean? We've spent like 15 million quid on a centre back and he looks like a wayward Fellaini, which is the worst kind of insult.
Oh, it's not. But listen, things you're optimistic with this new guy that he can come and turn things around at Southampton.
You, both of you guys, I've got Liverpool on my right, West Ham on my left. We're coming for you. Sorry,
all right. He's coming for Liverpool. Liverpool, actually, Leanne, has taken half of their decent players. I mean, maybe if you'd left them Van Dijk, they wouldn't be in the situation that they're in right now. But Liverpool are going brilliantly. Showed a lot of character the other night against Burnley. Were losing 1-0. Came back to win the game by 3-1. And the Merseyside derby, I've got to say, that again, that was another brilliant derby with drama. Right at the end, right at the very end, Liverpool nicking a 1-0 win over Everton. Was it deserved?
I think it was. I think it would have been harsh for the game to end 0-0 just purely because, as you said, it was such a good game. It was very, very funny to watch. Jordan Pickford had a very good game. Divock Origi, no one's even heard of him for 2 years now. He's been kind of in the dark, and to come up, to come onto the pitch, to miss a golden chance and then to head it in when it cannons off the bar, it was just absolutely
an amazing moment. You know what? Klopp, what was he doing? Sprinted right onto the pitch, hugged the goalkeeper whilst the game was going on. I mean, what was that all about?
It's just passion of a derby. We see Pep Guardiola's done it before with Man City. Managers do it all the time. Even Marco Silva came out and he said it's just the passion of the manager.
But was it disrespectful?
I don't think it was. I think he was caught up in the moment. He realised afterwards I think he said in his press conference, he started running onto the pitch and then he realised what he was doing, but he couldn't turn back.
Yeah, but he's done these things a few times now, hasn't he? He's done it.
It's just testament to what kind of manager he is. He's just passionate. Anyone in that position, it's Merseyside derby, you've just scored in the last minute of the game, you would go crazy.
Can I just call BS here? Because, like, Klopp, man, he's the most intelligent footballing, like, brain there is. He knew exactly what he was doing. Come on.
Well, I think as well with that is that Liverpool have got a good chance of winning the league this season. Yeah. And you've just got a last minute winner against your rivals in a Merseyside derby. And the emotions take over. And I thought it was a bit harsh on Klopp, to be fair. I think he got caught up. He got caught up in the emotions. He's run on the pitch. We've seen it down the years. I remember Mourinho sprinting down the touchline, and you met when Man United won the league and Brian Kidd ran on the pitch. I mean, if Pellegrini can get
won the league, not just one.
But that
an
was
individual
a last minute winner. But if Pellegrini can get off there as quick as Klopp, I'll be happy with that. Pellegrini can do that all day long for me.
I can't imagine Manuel Pellegrini running onto the pitch.
It takes him 20 minutes to get from the dugout to the touchline. So bless him.
We've got Sarah on the line, massive Everton fan. We've had her on the show before. Sarah, I thought I've got to ring you and find out how you're doing, how you are, if you're okay, right? Because that game last week, the Merseyside derby, that must have been traumatic for all Everton fans. I mean, what was Pickford doing at the end of the game to let Liverpool get a 95th minute winner?
Oh, mate, I tell you now, it was just, we as Evertonians have a phrase that we always use when something like that happens, and we just kind of look at each other and go, Everton that, you know? And that was Everton that in its prime example. I really felt for Jordan Pickford, and I've also never known a ball to bounce on the crossbar twice.
Well, he hit it back in play, didn't he?
He did. And you're thinking, if you just leave that, Big Jordan, it's going out, son. It's game over. We've gone there. We've got a good point. We played really well. But yeah, it's like, I think he just tries to tip it over the bar. He's probably unsure, but he uses his fingertips and pops it straight on Origi's head. The forgotten man who, you know, even more typical. I don't think Origi knew too much about it, to be honest. And as the ball's gone in, we're all kind of looking at the referee and looking at the officials and thinking, nah, this isn't real. This isn't real. Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, this is happening.
I felt it for you, honestly. I really felt it for you. And you got the game on Monday against Watford. Optimistic in that game?
I am, yeah. I think, to be honest, I was feeling that about last night. I thought that the guys would come out flying after what was a really frustrating end to the game and try and, you know, put on a show for the fans. But it wasn't to be. But I think Watford now, obviously, there'll be a bit of added spice to that game with Marco Silva and Richarlison as well, it being their former club. And there's obviously a bit of bad will, I think, on between the club, certainly with the supporters on the Watford side, with how we got their manager and how that all went ahead. But I think I fancy us to win that. Watford are a very, very good side. I don't think it'll be an easy game, but I think the way Everton have been performing, somebody's due a thumping. I'm not sure if that's going to be Watford. I would like to think so.
Well, let's hope for your sake that it is. Thanks very much, Sarah, for calling in. Commiserations for the derby.
Listen, I wish it was in better circumstances, but it's always a pleasure to speak to you, mate.
Ryan, before we talk to you, let's hear from a West Ham fan who was at the game the other night at the London Stadium where West Ham beat Cardiff by 3-1.
Well, it looked like they'd nick one, didn't it? And that'd be a typical West Ham thing to do. But, I mean, in fairness to us, Perez come out early, didn't he, warming up? And fair play to him, took his two goals well. I mean, he'd done his best to miss it the first one, didn't he? I think the key was a bit of shit for that one, wasn't he? But, I mean, the second goal was lovely.
Yeah.
And then to, you know, score 3 goals again, unfortunate to let it one in at the end, wasn't it? But, I mean, that sort of happens as well, doesn't it? But 6-2. You know, one conceded. You know, we just got to push on now.
That was another good win the other day, beating Cardiff. Yeah, we'd expect West Ham to beat Cardiff, but beat Cardiff, beat Newcastle. That was very impressive. Going away to Newcastle, they've been on a little run, Newcastle, winning games, going there and winning by 3-0. And I've got to say, I've seen him in the flesh play, and I am really impressed with this guy, Felipe Anderson at West Ham. He looks a top quality player. What have you made of him?
Yeah, he's a great player. He took a little bit of time to settle in. He started off like a typical player when they come over from these foreign leagues. He was diving about a bit, but he seemed to have got that out of his game now, and he's starting to open his legs a bit, and he's I can't believe how fast he is.
Mm.
Honestly, he reminds me, I'm not going to say it now because I get a little bit sick, but he reminds me a little bit of Dimitri Payet when we first got him.
You did just say it now.
Yeah. I'm on a podcast, people can't hit me. But it's not only Anderson, other players have stepped up for us in the last few games. Robert Snodgrass, for me, has been unbelievable. We call him McMessi at West Ham now. Honestly, he's come back. When we first signed him, Slaven Bilic brought him in. He didn't get in the team. Our owners slated him. He went on loan to Aston Villa, had a great season. He's come back, he's got his head down, and he's the first name on a team sheet now. And I love getting one over Neil Warnock. That man still mentions Carlos Tevez now, and it's been like, what, 14 years?
Well, you did do him out of a place in the league, didn't you?
They was 12 points clear of us, and they had Wigan at home on the last game of the season. We had to go to Old Trafford and we won. So I think we deserve to stay up just for that.
Listen, I'm going to get all your guys' opinions on some of the upcoming games this weekend, including the games that involves your teams. But listen, first of all, we caught up with Jack from Love Island. You guys Love Island fans? He's a big Arsenal fan, actually. Let's hear what he had to say. Jack Fowler, or as most people say, Jack from Love Island. That's your new name.
It's weird because it's Jack from Love Island, or Olawa Jack, or Black Jack. I've got so many nicknames, it's crazy, but yeah, Jack Fowler.
How have you coped with going into that program as Jack Fowler, and then when you come out, like, you know, you would have been obviously known, you're known to your family and friends, you come out and you are known to the whole world. I mean,
it's really strange. I mean, I remember I was playing at Derby for a charity game, and I was marking Darren Bent. And I remember watching Bent like every Saturday. Do you know what I mean? Just every Saturday football and stuff. And now I'm marking him. Do you know what I mean? It's weird. And he was like, come on, Jack, come on. I was like, come on, big man, come on, let's go. Like, just funny. It's just so surreal. But yeah.
And one thing I know about you, you're a big football fan.
Very big.
Arsenal fan.
Very, very big Arsenal
fan. How did you get into Arsenal?
I was just born into it. My brother is 4 years older than me. He supported Arsenal, and I was like, I want to be an Arsenal fan as well. And just from then on, it was Arsenal.
Earliest memories of Arsenal?
Highbury. I remember going for a tour around Highbury, and just being like completely just taken back by, like, that's where Thierry Henry sits. That's where you know, all the big names sit. And I was thinking, and that's the bath. That's where they have their showers. And so I was just, because at that point I never really played football to a high level to have that kind of experience. So then I was just taken back by how big the changing room was, and the pitch and the stands and stuff like that. So that was big. That was big.
With your busy schedule now, do you ever get a chance to get along to games?
It's so difficult to try and play a football match, because when I play, I give it 110%. It's not just a kickabout. And to do that, you need to train, you need to dedicate yourself 110%. Otherwise, in my opinion, there's no point. And at the moment, I just can't dedicate. I haven't got the time.
Mm.
So that's why I really, really enjoy the celebrity games, because I get a little break from everything else and the world I'm in at the moment, and just focus on the ball. Even though it's not the best standard, it's just it's a good laugh, and I enjoy it. It's for a brilliant cause as well. Saturday just gone, actually, I went and revisited my old team for the first time since coming out of the Villa. And I was in the changing room with the boys, and I missed it so much. Just missed it so much. We got the 3 points as well. I'm saying we, I don't even play for them, but we got the 3 points as well. And the atmosphere and just having it off as well is so good.
It's what position do you play then?
Centre half.
Centre half?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no nonsense.
Bit of a Rob Holding, man.
Come on. Yeah. So I just, you know.
Or was it Mustafi? Which one?
More of a Holding. I think it's more Mustafi's like, just, he gets the ball. For me, Mustafi gets the ball, drives into space, but sometimes he clips it behind quite well, but sometimes you get caught in position and things like that. But no, they're all both. I like the back four at the moment.
What would you, you got a choice now, right?
Mm-hmm.
This choice came up.
Okay,
right?
Cool.
You can either,
yep,
the Love Island experience again, then go on to do all these great things you're doing and possibly lead to, say, be acting and mega career on that side.
I know what you're going to ask me, though.
Or
I know you're gonna ask
play
me.
For Arsenal.
I know you're going to ask me. I think it would have to be Arsenal.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I can say it quite easy. I've been playing football nearly all my life, and I think something of that opportunity to come up, I'll just take it with two hands and my feet. And just run with it. I mean, I've been trying ages to go into that next level of being a pro.
Yeah.
Had my shot, had a few shots. I've always been at the semi-pro high end of that level, and I've enjoyed it. But I had a little taste, just a little taste of what it'd be like to be a pro, as it were, for people knowing who you are. And that was, again, at the celebrity game. And I just loved it, man. Just loved it. Playing football in a proper stadium. You ain't got to worry about the bumps and all that on the grass. The first touch is on point. I mean, and the fans and whatever shouting at your name and stuff, man. It was like no other feeling.
Incredible.
So if I had that every Saturday, well, I'll be creasing. I'll be loving it.
Listen, yeah, absolute pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Best of luck in the future.
Thank you, keep up
the work. I love what you're doing. I love the way you're humble as well.
Thank you, man.
Keep it up. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Love that, Jack from Love Island. I'll tell you what, he's a proper fan. Let me find out how good a fan you guys are. I tested my guys I had in last week about this. I'll test you guys. Find out if you're proper fans. Are you real fans?
Sure are.
Or plastic fans?
A little bit of both, yeah.
Right, first of all, I'm going to play you this chant, yeah? And I want you to tell me what team sings this chant, yeah?
Okay.
Listen very carefully. Who's that?
That's definitely a championship
that sounds
song.
Like Leeds or something.
I thought that was like MK Dons.
Yeah.
Was that?
It's a lower league team.
It's definitely a championship team.
Marching on together.
What are you going for?
I don't know.
You go for Wimbledon, you go, what did you say, Leeds?
I said
Leeds,
yeah, no.
Where are you going then?
Marching on together.
You sound confident in that.
What are you going to go for?
Go for it.
I ain't confident.
Go for it.
You going to go for that?
Yeah.
Well done, it's Leeds!
I know that.
Marching on together, man. That's a classic chant from Leeds United. They could be coming back up, actually. They're having a good season at the moment.
You made me nervous. You look a bit like Chris Tarrant and all this millionaire. You made me think you weren't the right answer.
All right. Listen, I've got another one for you now, right? What was the second team to ever win the Premier League? The first ever team to win it was Manchester United. Who were the second ever team to win it?
Norwich came close. I think it is Blackburn.
Blackburn, yeah, 95.
Do my Chris Tarrant again? You sure?
Yeah. We're locking that in. I'm locking that in.
You're locking that in. Well done. Well done. It was Blackburn Rovers. Actually, Manchester United won the first two, so they won 92, 93,
yeah.
93, 94, then Blackburn. Yeah.
Yeah.
They spent loads of money, threw loads of money at Man City.
That was under Dalglish.
Yeah,
they won it at Anfield, didn't they?
Yeah, that was under Dalglish.
Do you know what? I should have known that because we stopped Man United winning it.
Yes,
we drew it up to Park.
Very true. 1-0. Yeah.
There you go. So, and then here's the final one. Which ground has the biggest capacity out of these three teams that I'm going to name? Anfield, Villa Park, or the Etihad?
I think it's a trick question. I think it's Anfield.
No, I don't think Anfield.
Villa, that's a Villa big club.
Yeah, I know Villa. That Villa Park, I've been to.
Alright, come on, give me a decision.
No, Anfield will be bigger than Villa Park.
Okay, well,
what are you going for?
I'm going Anfield, but
right, I'll leave this one up to you because I've got the first two right. So I've done my job.
It's up to you, Leanne. Now it all rests with you. No pressure. No pressure at all.
I just go with my team. I say Anfield.
Anfield?
Yeah.
You got it wrong. It's the Etihad.
Sorry, mate. I thought it was.
I've had another time.
Let me run through. Villa Park, 42,573.
Yeah.
Right. Anfield, 54,074. Obviously, you built that new stand. But at Etihad, you're right. They made that extension to the Etihad, right? And it's now 55,097. The Etihad.
How many do they actually sell?
Well, that's another matter. That's another matter. They maybe not always sell it out, but it is actually a bigger ground than Anfield.
God damn it.
So you didn't do too badly there. Well, 2 out of 3. That's same as the guys last week.
We've had a lovely day, Chris. I didn't want the money anyway.
Right, listen, let's take a look at some of the games coming up this weekend. First of all, there's a big game happening this weekend. Chelsea versus Manchester City. Manchester City running away with the league. Well, we say running away with the league, Leanne. They're only 2 points above.
Yeah.
I think we're all forgetting that. They're playing such great football. But Liverpool keep grinding it out, and they're only 2 points behind, 2 points behind Man City. And Liverpool could pounce if Man City was to slip up at Chelsea. But Chelsea, indifferent at the moment. They lost the other night to Wolves. How are you feeling about this game? Who do you think is going to come out on top?
I reckon it'll be a draw. I think City have got so much in terms of attack, but they're a little bit susceptible sometimes defensively. Same with Chelsea, really. I don't necessarily trust them to get 3 points. But as you said there, it's all the talk is about how City are running away with the title and how frustrating it must be for Liverpool to have made their best start and be second. But actually, City only 2 points ahead of
only
us.
Only 2 points.
We're right on their tails. One slip up and we're top. I hate saying the word slip up. It just makes sense.
Yeah, it's not advisable to you to use that word slip up after what happened
Gerrard. It'd be a tough game, but I think, they'll both kind of cancel each other out just because defensively they're not great.
What about your boys? West Ham going to Crystal Palace, London Derby. Sorry, no, Palace coming to your place, aren't they?
Yeah.
London Derby, you feeling confident ahead of that? Yeah, you've had two wins on the bounce.
To be fair, though, Rob, it still feels like an away stadium to us anyway. So, two wins on the bounce. Palace lost to Brighton the other night, which is. But they've got some ex-players, West Ham ex-players playing for them, so they're going to want to come back. Yeah, he's going to want to prove a point. But no, the form we're in at the moment, I think if we play how we did against Cardiff, it'll be tight. But if we play the way we did against Newcastle. Because we rested a few players the other night, a massive blow losing Arnautović. He looks like he's out now for the next few games, and we've got a run of some crucial games now. I mean, we go to Southampton on the 27th. That's going to be a tough game now. We've got Burnley, Watford coming up, so they're all games that are winnable. So if we can just get into that top half of the Premier League, because I said before the season, I expect us to be around sort of mid-table. I mean, some people got carried away and thought we'd be in Europe and things like that, but. That when you spend 100 million at West Ham, it goes to your head. You know what I mean? Plus, it was summer and we had a couple of beers. So, I'm looking forward to the game. We always seem to get one over on Crystal Palace. And, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. Another 3 points. 9 points this week could be massive for West Ham.
Okay, Will, you go to Cardiff. Now, you know, first game for, let me see if I pronounce it right again, Ralf Hasenhüttl.
Yeah.
Right? It's going to be his first game in charge. And what a big game this is. I mean, Cardiff right down at the bottom. You guys right down at the bottom. You both. This is already a six-pointer. You know, we talk about the six-pointers. Yeah. This is one of them, isn't it?
Well,
Cardiff is not an easy place to go to. They got a win there last weekend, against Wolves. That's not going to be an easy game. That's a difficult start.
No, we're in danger of turning into, like, the Spinal Tap of the Premier League, to be honest. honestly, it's just endless shit sandwiches after one another. It's terrible. And I think that it's comedic, but obviously now it feels like Christmas has come early because of Hasenhüttl.
You'd be saying it all day.
Oh, God. There are a few players there that have got a point to prove, you know, and that's always, the new manager bounce. You can't ignore that, you know, and hopefully he's the man. High press, let's do this. You know, get rid of Charlie Austin and his, bag of chips and, his kebab on the side and we'll do it. Yeah, it'll be fine.
Liverpool go to Bournemouth.
Yeah, I think the way Klopp set up against Burnley showed just how tough a game it's going to be. No Salah, no Mane, no Firmino. I think he made 7 changes in the end. So, again, he's resting players specifically for that Bournemouth away game, which is going to be tough. But then also you've got Napoli, so it's going to be hard to kind of take both of those at once. But we can't, as we were speaking about earlier, we can't really afford to slip up right now. It's all about
you slip up again. Pressure. That's the second time you've used the word slip up.
It's in the Liverpool side.
Just have to roll with it now. But
it's going to be our year, and slip up are two words Liverpool fans shouldn't use.
And roll with it is an Oasis reference to the greatest Manchester band in the world. So, yeah.
All right, listen, I was on the street this week, and I was on the streets of Manchester, and I asked some of the fans up there what they predicted for this week's results.
Who do you support then, mate?
I support Liverpool, mate.
Liverpool supporter? Mm-hmm. In Manchester?
It doesn't go down well. I've had a pint glass smashed over my head.
Ooh. Now listen, predictions. Bournemouth versus Liverpool.
I've been very impressed by Bournemouth this season. Eddie Howe's a great manager, but It's all going well at Merseyside. I'm going to say 3-0 or 3-1. I'm going to go 3-0.
3-0. Burnley versus Brighton. That's a hard one to call.
I mean, I don't want Burnley to be as bad as they've been. I wish them well. I'm going to go 1-0. 1-0. Brighton, they're not great sides.
Okay, and I've got to ask this one. Manchester United versus Fulham. You're in Manchester.
If no one's looking at me, I'm going to say 1-0. I'm going to say 1-0. I can't see Fulham doing it. But with Ranieri, they got a chance. 1-0.
Who do you support?
Arsenal.
Oh, Arsenal support. All right. Arsenal versus Huddersfield.
Arsenal 3-0. Yeah, definitely 3-0.
West Ham versus Crystal Palace.
0-0.
Newcastle versus Wolves.
My dad's a Newcastle supporter, so I have to go 2-1.
2-1 to Newcastle.
To Newcastle.
Who do you support, mate?
A Manchester United fan.
All right, let's get straight into it. Manchester United versus Fulham.
Usually I would say I'd be quite confident, but last few games, 1-0 United. Very edgy game.
Leicester versus Tottenham.
See, Spurs, you just don't know what they're going to get. They could blow them away or they could crumble. 2-2. 2-2, I reckon. I think Leicester, decent at home. Got a lot of firepower. Spurs, a bit suspect as well. Yeah, 2-2.
Chelsea versus Man City.
See, City have not lost this season, but I think that's got to come to an end at some point. I think 2-1 Chelsea.
You didn't say that with no Man United bias, did you?
No, of course not. I would never do that.
So you heard what those fans had to say. I now want to challenge you guys. If we're going to get into the section that we call...
Do I have to keep my clothes on or off?
Keep your clothes on, please. Okay. Please. Okay. So we're going to get into Challenge Robbie now. Now, the rules of Challenge Robbie are the same as when we did it on TV. Basically, it's this. If you get the exact result right, you get 3 points. If you get the outcome of the game right, you get 1 point. If you get it wrong, nil point. No points, right? Now, we did Challenge Robbie last week, and my three guests that I had in the studio, the winner was Pippa. Philippa, she won it. She just about beat me because she got one of the games exactly right and another outcome right. I got two outcomes right. Beat Expressions. It was a bad week for Tottenham, but beat Expressions. But she won it. So I can be beaten, but it doesn't happen often. And it's not going to happen today, right? And we got three games that we're going to predict. They want to get all your predictions on. We're going to kick off with you, Ryan. Chelsea versus Manchester City. What do you think the result is going to be in this game?
I'm going to go for a Man City 2-1 win. A tight 2-1 win for Man City.
Okay. Will?
1-1, definitely. Yeah, 1-1.
1-1, you fancy the draw in this?
Yeah. I think it'll be tight. And I think Chelsea has still, you know, got what it takes. And Man City definitely still got what it takes, obviously. But yeah, definitely 1-1.
Leanne?
I'm going to go for a draw as well, but I'm going to go for 2-2.
2-2.
I think defences are there to be had, so 2-2, yeah.
Okay. Do you know what? I'm sorry. I can't back against Manchester City. I think Chelsea's defence is very vulnerable. I saw City playing the other day against Watford. They were unreal, the passing. And they left out half of their team.
Yeah.
It's frightening. And I can't see Chelsea beating them. I think it's going to be 3-1 to Manchester City. Game number two we're going to look at is Cardiff versus Southampton, Will. Right? Now, I've deliberately picked this one because it's so hard to call.
Thanks, Robbie.
I've gone with all the games I've picked actually are hard to call. That's why I've gone with them. But Cardiff versus Southampton.
Well, from what I see of Cardiff the other night, they're not that great. Southampton have just got a new manager in, so every player's got something to prove. Cardiff at home.
Yep. Yeah. They're quite decent at home.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to go for a draw on this. I'm going to go 1-0. I'm going to go for a 1-1 draw. I think everyone's going to step it up for Southampton. They need to. But I think Cardiff at home, they're making it into a little fortress there. That's where they're going to pick up most of their points this season if they're going to have any chance of staying up. So, yeah, 1-0 for me.
Leanne?
I'm going 2-0 Southampton. I think they're going to be going to be fired up for it with their new manager who's just got a week to kind of dig
Cardiff
into
Cardiff are
and,
always fired up at home. Yeah, it's Neil Warnock. He fires them up. Their crowds gets really behind them. I mean, decent at home.
Only way I can see them scoring is from a set piece because Southampton are pretty poor defensively. But everyone's got a point to prove, and I think the manager will will make that clear in training.
Yeah. So you're going
2-0.
What?
2-0.
2-0 to 2-0 to Southampton.
Yeah. I think.
Will?
Well, look, the way we've been playing against United, and we've been on the front foot against Tottenham, although we did lose 3-1, I still think we've got goals in us. So I'm just going to say Cardiff 2-1, because our defence is appalling and it can't be fixed by just like a new manager in literally 3 days.
Cardiff 2-1. So you're saying Cardiff are going to beat you 2-1?
Yeah.
Optimism.
I'm just a realist. I do that on all the shows I'm ever on. I'm honest, and I think that you've got to just, I can't be bombastic. Okay, yeah, we're going to win 3-0. Yeah, right.
Normally that's what I do.
Yeah, but that's fine. You've been brainwashed. Years of Wenger. No, it's fine. 2-1 Cardiff.
2-1 to Cardiff.
Sorry.
I'm going to go 1-1.
Well, that would play well into our hands, because, like I said earlier, that we're so well bunched together down there that it's ready for around Christmas time for a team to break away and that bottom three, bottom four to start showing.
Yeah.
And at the moment, a draw would be okay
for me. Yeah, I'm going to go 1-1 because I just think that Ryan's got a point, that new manager factor is going to kick in. Final game that I want you guys to predict, again, is another one I've picked that's too close to call. Is Burnley versus Brighton, Ryan?
Ooh, tough one to call. That is a tough one. I mean,
Burnley obviously they're down there, right down by the bottom.
Is it Turf Moor?
It's at Turf Moor. It's at home, where they're, like you said, that's where they've got to pick up all their points if they're going to get out of this mess that they're in. Playing against Brighton, who they've been doing well. Another great win for them the other night. What do you think?
Yeah, Brighton have gone unnoticed, really. I think Chris Hughton's done a fantastic job at Brighton. And with Burnley, they're a shadow of the team they was last year. And it's Joe Hart in goal. I do feel sorry for Joe Hart, I must admit it. But I'm going to go for a Brighton win. I'm going to 2-0 Brighton.
2-0 Brighton, yeah. All right. Leanne?
I'm going to go for 2-1 Brighton. I think Burnley will score. They were decent against us. Brighton... they have all the momentum, so I think they've got a little bit more about them. And Chris Hughton, as you said, doing a fantastic job.
What about the Ginger Mourinho? Sean Dyche, that's what they call him, the Ginger Mourinho.
I'm kind of the same with Ryan and Leanne here. I think it's 2-0, 2-1, but I think I'll just go 2-0. But like, yeah, what
2-0 to who?
Burnley to Brighton.
To Jeez, Brighton.
Wow, sorry, Burnley fans. But yeah, to Brighton. I mean, they are a shadow. I don't know. You'd need a separate podcast, a whole episode to deconstruct what has happened at Burnley. It's phenomenally bad. Saints is bad, but
they're
like
just
Burnley,
the complete opposites as they were last season, weren't they?
Crashing out the Europa League, playing some real terrible teams, and then I can't see the way Brighton play as well. They'll go their heads up. Hooten will have his team focused, and I think 2-0. Yeah,
I'm going to go against all of you guys right now.
Of course,
I am. I'm going to go against all of you guys because I think this could be the game where Burnley get a win. I think they're fighters. This is the sort of game that if they're going to stay in the Premier League, they have to win. And I think the Ginger Mourinho is going to get a job done. I'm going to go for... it's going to be scrappy. It's going to be horrible. It's going to be terrible game.
Yeah.
But Burnley win it by 1-0.
Okay, fine. Well, it have to be scrappy and nasty, won't it? That's
how Burnley play.
Yeah.
I think 1-0.
I bet that's not first on match of the day, Rob.
It won't
be first on match of the day.
It won't be first on match of the day.
No one won that match of the day. Yeah. We just missed that one. Yeah.
Listen, I really want to thank you guys for coming in today. You've been fantastic guests. Good luck to all of your teams for the rest of the season. No slip-ups, Leanne. No slip-ups for Liverpool, but good luck to Liverpool. They've got a great chance of winning the league this year, haven't they?
Hopefully, yeah. We just need to keep going. Can't afford to slip up.
Will, thanks very much. Thanks very much for coming in. Will Southampton stay up?
They will stay up, and I think we'll probably finish around 12th. I think we will bounce back. Will be a resurgence.
I thought you said you told
back,
the truth.
Yeah, you don't back yourself to beat Cardiff, but you back yourself to finish 12.
I prefer not to answer that question right now. That's fake news.
You take the Fifth Amendment.
That is fake news. I will take the Fifth. Thank you very much.
Ryan. Thank you very much for coming in. West Ham this season, where are they going to finish?
Yeah, mid-table will be happy for me. That's progression after the last couple of seasons. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the rest of the season now. Let's get through this tricky Christmas period and then let's just keep looking up.
And you're at home now in the new stadium?
Yeah, it's, well, every week you're starting to feel a little bit more like home.
It sounds noisy.
Yeah, do you know what? We get up for the big games.
It's the sound effects on the TV.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we had them.
Thank you very much, guys, for coming in. You've been listening to Channel 4's The Real Football Fan Show podcast. Make sure that you subscribe, rate us and review us. It's very, very important. Please make sure you do that. And don't forget, you can watch The Real Football Fan Show on all four. May four the fans...